Zok de Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Erevin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Yud Dalet. We're going to continue to learn in this Mishnah, Chilukim between what could be done in the Beis HaMikdash, but it can't be done outside of the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah begins. Kayin Shalaka Be'etzboi. This Kayin has a wound on his finger. Now, they had something which our Mishnah calls a gemi. It was a kind of a red grass. You would wrap it around the wound, and it would heal the wound. Well, the Kayin can do it. He can do it even on Shabbos. Kairech, Olav Kairech means to wrap around. Remember the word Kairech from the Seder? We put together the matzah and the maror. Or big cities where everyone is like pressed together is called a krach. Maybe you remember from a Mishnah in Eilu Metzias, krichais, Brishos HaRabim. Either way, kairech means to wrap around. So kayin shalaka bi'etzboi, a kayin who injured his finger, kairech olav gemi, he can wrap around his gemi. B'migdash, only in the Migdash. Why only in the Migdash? Because the gemi heals the wound. And things that aren't absolutely essential, when it comes to refuah, it can't be done on Shabbos, as a gzer that it may come to grind up herbs. But the kayin can do it, being that it's only in the Sidra Rabbanan. And right now it's a tzairich avoida, because it's not derech eretz to do the avoida. It doesn't look nice if he does the avoida with a maka, with some type of a wound on his finger. Wait a second, Frek the Taisus Yamtev. Didn't we learn in the previous Mishnah that if he has something wrapped around his finger, he can't do the avoida because it's a chatzitza? There can't be anything that's in the way that's mafsik between his flesh and the avoida. So the Taisus Yamtev says what we're talking about over here, it's on his left hand. So he's doing the avoida with his right hand. It's not a chatzitza, but it still doesn't look nice. It's still considered tzairich avoida. Avoloi b'medina. Because again, refuah on Shabbos is a shvus and it's aser. Im lahaitzidam, where the gears of the batnur is, but v'im lahaitzidam. If his purpose of wrapping this gemi around is in order to squeeze out blood, then kan v'kan aser. It would be aser both in the Medina as well as the Beis HaMikdash, because that would constitute chayvel, which is an av melacha, and that's not mutter in the Mikdash. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, boiskin melach. The batnur learns that you can like break up. In English it's called tzebrekel, to break it into small pieces. You can take the salt and do that to the salt and spread it al gabei chevesh, along the long ramp that leads up to the mizbeach, shelo yachliku, no one should slip over there. The girs of the batanura is avaloi b'medina, but it can't be done b'medina. Why not? Says the batanura, neshi mesakin. Because it's like baina, you're like fixing. It's like fixing the steps, the ramp. You should be able to go up there. Couldn't have steps in the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to. But you're fixing the ramp. Now Rashi explains that the way this salt worked was that you spread it, and it was designed to stay there. It would kind of seep into the hard surface, and it would stay there and prevent people from slipping. And it was very shaykh to slip on the ramp. It's slanty. You had the fat from the meat of the animals, especially if it rained, the Rambam explains. So if you did this on Stama ramp outside of the Beis HaMikdash, that would be considered building. Now, in the Beis HaMikdash, they couldn't leave the salt there. You couldn't allow it to stay there and seep in. You had to sweep it away right away. Or not right away, but a little bit later on, before it seeps in, because it was exact how you had to build the ramp. You weren't allowed to add anything to it. The dimensions of the Mizbeach had to be according to the instructions of the Pasuk. Even the tiny drop that would be added to it when the salt seeps in, you weren't allowed to do. So therefore, in the Beis HaMikdash, Rashi explains it wouldn't be boina, because we know you're going to sweep it off right away. Vayter zok de Mishnah, umemalim mi bar ha-goyla. We may draw water from the well of Golus. What's the well of Golus? Well, this well was in one of the sections on the Darim side of the Chatzar. It was called Lishkas ha-goyla. That chamber over there, that office, was called Golus Chamber, Exile's Chamber. Exile's Chamber? The reason it was called that way is because who made that well? Who dug it out? The people returning from Bavel, at the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. Zok de Mishnah, again, umemalim. We can draw water, mibar ha-goyla, from the Bar of Golus. Umibar HaGadol, as well as from the big well, both of these wells were in the Azara, And this can be done by Galgal with a wheel, but Shabbos on Shabbos. This wheel was a special system. You turned the wheel, and in a very efficient way, the wheel was connected to strings or gears, and it would draw the water up on Shabbos. Why can't that be done outside of the Beis HaMikdash? What am I doing wrong? Well, Chazal were concerned that it was so efficient, you can draw so much water with this, that he's going to use it on Shabbos to water his garden or other things that you need water for. So we don't want something that looks like mass production on Shabbos, a big system of drawing a lot of water. We were concerned that he's going to use it for things that are usher on Shabbos. The Batanura points out, although this makes a lot of noise, but that's not a reason Chazal would have asked it. Because the noise that is usher on Shabbos is only the koil shel shir, music. And this wasn't music. For that matter, says the Batanura, you can knock on a door Shabbos, or bang. You're also making noise, but Chazal didn't answer that kind of a noise. Chazal answered only music. So again, umemalin, you're allowed to draw water, mibar hagoyle, umibar hagodol, bagalgal b'shabbis. These wells that were in the Azara, Chazal did not answer those wells. Umi be'er hoker b'yamtif. Be'er hoker, this was a flowing well, that's what it was called, and it was used by the oile regalim, the people that were coming to be oile regal. What does the word haker mean? It's in Lashon of Makar. It comes from the source. It was a ber mayim chayim. It was a flowing well where the source of water was underneath the ground. Now, originally, who gave this heter? The Nevi'im. Chagi Zechariah Malachi, the last of the Nevi'im. When the people were first returning from Bavel, they were given this special heter. But once the Nevi'im gave the heter, so the heter remained. When we say that it's mutter to draw water from this ber haker, it means even with the wheel. That's how the Batnura explains it. And this was the one instance where you can use the wheel for a flowing be'er, with an underground source of water outside of the Mikdash. Okay, quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. Kayin that has a wound on his finger can wrap the gemi around it, even though it heals in the Mikdash. This is not kavod for a kayin to do an avodah with a wound on his finger, even if it's on his left hand, so there's no problem with chatzitza. But you can't do so b'medina because non-essential refuahs are usher on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That says a gzeir that you may come to grind up the herbs. If the purpose of wrapping the gemi around is to squeeze out blood, it's usher both in Medina as well as in the Beis HaMikdash. We learned you can chop up and spread the salt on the ramp so that they shouldn't slip. And we learned you can use the wheel to fill up from the Bar HaGoyla and the Bar HaGotl that were both in the Azara, according to the Gerson Hour Mishnah, as well as from one particular bear that was used for the early regal, the Be'er HaKer, which was an underground source of water. The Batanur explains you can even use the wheel over there because originally the Nevi'im, Chagi, Zechariah, Malachi, were matrit for the people coming from Bavel, so once they gave the heter stays.